verse 1, Joshua 13, verse 1. As I was praying and waiting on the Lord concerning this service today, as I do every week, waiting on God, seeking God, listening, I heard the Lord speak to me one sentence. And it was a message, in fact, that I had preached once in my life, one time, over 30 years ago. Over 30 years ago, I preached this thought. And it was this thought, it was this sentence: there remaineth yet much land to be possessed. There remaineth yet much land to be possessed. Now, we're reading it from Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. Now, Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years. And there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. And then verse 2 says, this is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines and all Geshuri, from Sior, which is before Egypt, even to the borders of Ekron northward, which is counted the Canaanite, five lords of the Philistines, the Gazathites, the Ashdothites, the Eshcolonites, the Gittites, the Ekronites, all the Ites, from the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Merarah that is beside the Sidonians and the Aphek to the borders of the Amorites. A lot of land. Everybody say more land.
More land.
Say much land.
Much land.
Say very much land.
Very much land.
The Lord said, there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Yeah. Now those words, my friend, no doubt about it, those words are self-explanatory. But what makes them really stand out to me is the contrast in which they were spoken, the context in which they were spoken. In Joshua chapter 13, verse 1 that I just read to you, the Bible says at this point in time, Joshua was old and stricken in years. Captain Joshua. Which means Joshua was old, but also that he is feeling the effects of time. The word stricken speaks of striking or hitting or coming down hard on something. So it means that Joshua is feeling his age. Isn't it interesting that God speaks to Joshua and says, and it opens by saying, Joshua is old and stricken in years. And God says, hey, Joshua, you're old. Really? And you're stricken in years. So here's the point. He's not moving as fast as he used to. He's feeling the weight of his years. He's not quite as aggressive as he used to be. Sometimes he doesn't hear everything just right. Sometimes his joints ache. Sometimes he has to strain his eyes to see. This great captain, this great warrior, this great leader, Joshua, the captain of the Lord's army, he is old. Joshua is at the stage in life now where most people his age are looking for the rocking chair. He's probably thinking about his retirement home. A nice little house in the country, a wraparound porch overlooking a beautiful lake where he can drink his coffee in the morning and watch the sun come up and think on and reminisce about the good old days when he was strong and healthy and bold and courageous. And tell his children stories and his grandchildren stories about how with God's help they had fought and won great battles for the Lord. Amen. And you see, Joshua really was a mighty man of valor. He really was a warrior. He had the credentials to prove it.
Amen.
He was no armchair quarterback watching the game from his easy chair. He was a warrior. He was a general who led from the front. In chapter 12, I read in the previous chapter, the whole chapter, the Bible records the conquest of Joshua's life. It concludes by saying 31 kings were conquered as Joshua led the armies of God from victory to victory. I would think one would be a major accomplishment for me. I say, God, I killed a king of evil, a king of the devil, a king of darkness. I took him down for you before I died. Joshua had 31 kings, kingdoms that he had conquered under his conquest. He and his armies had conquered as he led them as a general and a warrior in the Lord's battles. He's feeling old today. He's thinking about how he can enjoy his golden years, probably imagining himself out on the lake fishing. Then all of a sudden, he hears a familiar voice of God. He knows that voice. He's heard it many, many times before. And God says something to Joshua he already knows. He's already accepted it. And he already has acknowledged, I'm old. I have accepted it. He didn't want to. It was hard for him to agree. It was hard for him to acknowledge that he was getting old. But he finally realized that I'm not the same strong young man I used to be. And I acknowledge that I'm old. Then God says to him, Joshua, I know you're old. I know you're stricken in years. And I'm thinking, Joshua saying, well, bless God, that's the truth. But God says something that shocks Joshua. He says, there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. God says to Joshua, I love God. He's so smart. He's so smart. He says to Joshua, he hits him right where he's at. He says, I know you're old. I know you're old now. I know you're feeling the weight of your years, but I'm not through with you yet. There's more work to do. There's more land to conquer. There's more territory to claim. There's more giants to slay. There's more mountains to move. There's more kingdoms to be conquered. There's more battles to be fought. Joshua, I'm not done with you yet.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Over 30 years ago, I preached this message in Tanuba, California. Pastor Russell Marshall was pastoring there then, good friend of ours today. The Marshall's a good man of God. He was pastoring that church and invited me to come and preach. And I preached this message. I really felt I had it from God. I really felt like God had spoken in my heart and it needed to be spoken and needed to be preached. And so I came and preached that message, and I got done preaching. I felt good. I felt like I had delivered my soul. I felt like I had obeyed God. I felt like, God, I did what you told me to do. I feel good. I released that word, and somebody's going to be blessed by it, I believe, God. And so church was over. People were milling around. This elderly lady walked up to me. And she's coming up. I think she's going to say, oh, God bless you, son. That was a good message or something like that. She walked up and grabbed me by the arm. I mean, that lady was stout. She was old, because she was stout. She walked up and grabbed me by the arm, and I felt it. She put her grip on me, and on my arm right there. She said, young man, she said, I've got a bone to pick with you. Man, my mind's racing, and I'm like, what did I say, God? Did I offend this lady? I'm thinking, Lord God, I tried to stay with your word. I tried not to embellish or add to or take away. I tried to be obedient, Lord. I tried to stay with the word. So I'm wrecking my brain trying to think, you know, how do I defend myself, you know, against this attack? Because I feel like she's mad at me. She said, I got a bone to pick with you. I said, well, what is it? She said, that message was for me. I said, it was. Oh, thank you, Jesus. she said, I came here tonight. She said, I left my church in Northern California because I felt like I was too old. She said, I've been pastoring. She told me how many years she's been pastoring. And she said, I just reached a place in my life where I felt it was time for me to move over and let the young people take it over. And she said, I just felt like I was too old. She said, that message tonight, she said, I got convicted. She said, I'm going back. I'm going to take my church back. She said, I believe what you preached tonight. There remaineth yet much land to be possessed. And I'm going to go back, take my church back, and I'm going to see God do greater things than I've ever seen before. Hallelujah. I said, thank you, Jesus. There remaineth yet much land to be possessed. That's a word for the Pentecostal Church of God. That's a word for the organization. It's a word for Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God. And it's a word for every person under the sound of my voice. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. There are realms of glory yet to be experienced. There are anointings yet to be walked in. There are songs yet to be sung. There are books yet to be written. There are sermons yet to be preached. There are lives yet to be touched. And there are souls yet to be saved. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. The fact is, in this portion of Scripture, the Holy Spirit is emphasizing the reality that it's not done. Your work is not finished. You're old, Joshua, but it's not over. I love it because God is saying in these words to Joshua, Joshua, you're not a has-been. Joshua might have been thinking, my great days are over, my glory days are over. I'm all washed up, but friend, you're not all washed up. God says, no, you're not all washed up. You carry the wisdom of the ages. Your presence stabilizes younger generations. Your presence emboldens us. Your anointing on your life touches us, and it undergirds us. You're not a has-been. There remaineth yet much land to be possessed. And then the Holy Spirit is saying this. You have not arrived, whoever you are. You've not heard it all. You've not seen it all. You don't know it all. You don't have all the revelation available. You don't have all the power available. You don't have all the wisdom available. There's a long ways to go. Look at somebody and say, there's a long way to go. Say, there remains much land. To be possessed. See, that's what the Holy Spirit is saying in these words. He's saying there's a long way to go. He's saying something else. He's saying, don't get lazy. Joshua, I know it'd get easy. It'd be easy for you, Joshua, to get lazy. But he's saying, don't get lazy. Don't start patting yourself on the back as though your race is already won. There remaineth yet much land to be possessed. Friend, the truth is you and I will never possess it all. But the impetus of the Holy Spirit is that we never quit reaching, never quit studying, never quit praying, never quit fasting, never quit believing, never quit stretching, never quit hungering and thirsting, and never quit expecting, and never retire. Yeah. Hallelujah. You don't retire from God's army. You refire. There remaineth much land to be possessed. Never let go of the towel. Never throw in the towel. Never let go of the plow. I feel this in my spirit today for us, Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God. Many battles have been fought. Many victories have been won. But there remaineth yet much land to be possessed. Friend, it's human nature to reach a place where you plateau. That's human nature. We all do it. You become familiar. You become comfortable on a certain level. You fought hard. Now you just want to rest. But the danger is always that we become complacent in our comfort and we become zealous. Zealous means full of zeal, full of fire, full of passion, full of excitement for the future. But the danger is that we become comfortable and complacent and we lose our zeal for the future and we become satisfied to live in the memories of the past. Spiritually, sitting on the front porch in our rocking chairs, sipping hot coffee, talking about the good old days. I think Joshua was there. I really believe Joshua was there. He had plateaued. And I think he was adjusting his rocker for the best view of his lake. And for the best view of the sunset. And the sunrise in the morning. Getting his table just right so he could set his coffee on it. And something happened that shook him out of his complacency. And it put a fire back in him. One word from God, and the warrior in Joshua woke up. One word from God, and the general inside of Joshua stood at attention. Joshua, God says, there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. And all of a sudden, that warrior that went to sleep, that of power, that boldness, that courage, that integrity, that anointing, that aggressive faith, that had went to sleep in him, all of a sudden it stood at attention. And that general woke up and said, I'm ready, Lord, to fight again. I'm ready, Lord. Show me the battle. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says God proceeds to tell Joshua everything that was waiting on him to go out and conquer it. And I'm pretty sure that we could say, we would be safe in saying today that if after all the battles and the victories in Joshua's life, God had more for him, then I'm pretty sure, regardless of how many battles you have fought, how many battles and victories you have won, and I have won, I'm pretty sure we could say with confidence, there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Look at your neighbor, shake their hand real good, and tell them, say, neighbor, you haven't seen nothing yet. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You haven't seen nothing yet. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Are all your children saved? Are they all walking in divine health? Are you experiencing and manifesting divine prosperity in every area of your life? Are you walking in authority and power with miracles and wonders and signs? Are you manifesting the gifts of the Spirit? There remaineth yet. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. There's still territory that must be conquered. There's still demons that must be cast out. There's still dreams and visions to be fulfilled. There's still prophecies that haven't come to pass yet. And that's all it took for Joshua. Oh, Lord. Joshua. Yes, Lord. Sitting on his porch, in his chair, rocking, looking at the beautiful lake. Geese flying in. Listening to the beautiful sound of the ocean waves. Sitting on his porch. Sipping his hot latte. He's got a little mustache. And then God says, Joshua. Joshua. Yes, Lord. Joshua. Yes, Lord. You're old. Yes, Lord. No. Joshua, yes, Lord. You're well stricken in years. Your back kind of bent over a little bit. You don't move as fast as you used to move. I know, Lord. I know it's true. It's true, Lord. You don't see like you used to see. I know, Lord, it's hard. It's tough. I guess my glasses are worn out. I got to get a new prescription. Joshua, you don't hear too good anymore. I know, Lord. My hearing aid, I think it's the battery. Joshua, yes, Lord. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Wow. All of a sudden, something happens. Joshua says, there's more. There's more. You mean, I'm not done. I'm not finished. I can still fight. You mean, God, you'll still use me? These hands can still do something for you. These feet can still go somewhere for you. You can still use my voice. Even though I'm weaker than I used to be, even though I can't run as fast as I used to run, even though I can't jump like I used to jump, even though I can't hear as good as I used to hear, and can't see, you can still use me, Joshua. There remaineth very much land to be possessed. Fire came back in Joshua. Man, steel came back in Joshua. Man, the thought, that thought, the imagination of being back in the battle. General Joshua woke up. There remained much land to be possessed. Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow, glory to God.
Well, I want to tell you something. Contrary to popular opinion, the church, everybody say the church, is not just going to slowly, gradually slip into retirement and spend the rest of her days in a rocking chair waiting for Jesus to come.
Amen.
Let me say it again. I said the church.
Amen.
I want you to get that in your spirit.
Amen.
Contrary to popular opinion, the church is not just going to slowly, gradually slip into retirement and spend the rest of her days in a rocking chair just waiting for Jesus to come and get us. I know that she's gotten lazy. And I know that the church has gotten complacent. And I know that for a while she lost her fire and her passion and her zeal. But I'm prophesying today that we're on the breaking of a new day in America. And the church is waking up. And she's shaking herself. And the fire is coming back. And a passion is coming back. And an anointing and a zeal of God is coming back. And we're not going to leave planet Earth from a rocking chair. We're going to leave planet Earth from the battlefield. Because there remains much land to be possessed. And we haven't even started yet. The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout, there remaineth much land.
There remaineth much land.
To be possessed.
To be possessed.
The church is not retiring, friend. The church is refiring.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. The book of Acts is the record of the birth of the church. And the church was glorious in her beginning. But the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. And better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And he has saved the best wine for last. And we haven't seen anything yet. God is getting ready to visit this earth and his church with more power. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's not just a message. I'm not just preaching. I'm prophesying.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to see it. My eyes are going to see it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to be a part of it.
Yes.
We were at a meeting one day, and a woman who has gained a reputation as being a great prophetess, who hears from God, who speaks the word of God, has been on great platforms of influence in the world, prophesying over people, saying wonderful things. And Pam and I were there. You know, I like to get a prophecy as much as anybody. I love the word of the Lord. I want God to tell me good things about my destiny. Excitement. Put a fire in me. And man, she was calling some people out, and man, she was giving them just really descriptive, definitive words that were so clear and so personal and so exciting and so long. Some of them are, you know, like a book. I thought, oh my, Lord, I don't have to have it, but if you got a word for me, that'd be wonderful. I love your word. I love the ministry of the prophetic. And so she called us out, Pam and I. And she said, and I think, here we go. Get ready to write my book. And I'm ready. Hear that long prophecy. She said, you shall be in the great revival of the last days. You will live to see it and be a part of it. That was it. That was my word. No book. Just a word like Joshua. Joshua, there remained much land to be possessed. That was a word to me. You're going to be in the last great revival. You're going to live to see it. I'm like, oh God, you're going to be a part of it. So, I'm going to be a part.
partly.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Could it be a part of it? I want to be a part of bringing it in. I want to be a part of it when it happens. I want to prophesy it. I want to decree it. I want to declare it because I know I'm speaking the word of the Lord. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. He has saved the best for last. Would you just stand on your feet today? And I want us to begin to praise God for just a moment. And I don't want anybody to leave because this is what the Holy Spirit directed me to do. He directed me to anoint everyone today for the next chapter, for the next great thing that God is ready to do. I'm anointing everyone for the better, for the best. Listen to what he said. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Much more. I'm anointing everyone today in this house for the much more to be possessed. For the much more to be possessed. Now I want you for just a moment, I just want you to lift your hands, your voices, and I want you to just begin to praise God in this house for the much more. Begin to praise Him for the latter house. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former. Lord, we praise You for the much more. We praise You for the greater. We praise You, Lord, for the greater glory. We praise You, God, that it is so, that Your word is true, that You will bring it to pass, that we will see the greater glory. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. Oh, Lord, we're going to see the glory. We're going to live to see it, God. We're going to walk in it, talk in it. We're going to work in it, Lord. We're going to live in it. We're going to see the glory. We're going to be a part of it, God. It's our portion. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. We're not done. We're not finished. It's not over. Hallelujah. The church is not in retirement. We're not retiring. We're retiring.
For the much more.
more, for the much more, for the new chapter in Jesus' name. Oh, Santa Basanda Lama Santa. Oh, God, for the much more, Lord, for the new chapter in Jesus' name. For the best is yet to come, Lord, in Jesus' name. For the best, Lord, you saved the best for last, God. That new chapter, Lord. Oh, Shata, new chapter, Lord. The best is yet to come in Jesus' name. Shanda Baha, a new chapter, God. The new chapter, the much more in Jesus' name. Oh, Shanda Baha, the new chapter, God. Oh, they say the best for last, God. The much more in Jesus' name. Oh, Shanda Baha, the much more, God. In Jesus' great name. Lord, I thank you for the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, a much more new chapter, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel some fire. I feel some fire stirring up in people today. God, a new chapter in his life, God. The much more in Jesus' name. A Joshua anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, for the much more. For the new chapter in her life, in the name of Jesus. I told her, my son, the best is yet to come. We haven't seen anything yet. God, I anoint her today for the new, for the next chapter. For the better, for the much more in Jesus' name. Well, shut the love I cry. Oh, for the much more today, God. For the much more, Lord. God, for the much more that remains to be possessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, for the much more, God, that remaineth to be possessed. I anoint your servant in Jesus' name. Oh, Satanamasa. God, for the new chapter. Oh, for the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Sunday. God, the much more. The much more. The new chapter. Oh God, there remains much land to be possessed. Oh, hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you for the fire I feel in my spirit, for the fire in this house, God. Lord, for the much more than for the hermit's life, God. For the new chapter, for the better, Lord. For the much more, and the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, God, for the much more in Sister Rachel's life, Lord. God, for the next chapter, the new chapter, the best years of life in Jesus' name. Do it, Lord, for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. We're not retiring, we're retiring. Hallelujah. How much more. Brother Uriel's black God. Lord, a new chapter, Lord God. Lord of us, the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the much more, Lord. For the greater glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Lord, for the much more. For the much more. For the greater that remains to be possessed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The best, Lord, is yet to come. The best, but we haven't seen anything yet, God. Lord, for what you have in preparation for us. Thank you, God, for the much more and for the new chapter in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, the much more. The much more and the greater in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't want to miss it, do you? No, Lord, I anointed the Lorraine today, God, for the much more. For a new chapter in her life, oh God. There remaineth yet much land to be possessed. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Greater, greater, greater glory. Greater glory. Greater anointing. Greater realms of glory. Greater power, oh God. I anoint Sister Sharon tonight. Today, Lord, for the greater glory. Lord, for the much more that remaineth to be possessed. For the new chapter in Jesus' name. Oh, Shanda, my Shanda. for the new chapter, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for the new chapter, for the greater glory, God. For the much more that remaineth to be possessed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! You ain't got it all, man. We haven't got it all yet, man. There's more. You just tasted. You just tasted the beginning and the tip of the iceberg. God, I thank you, Lord, for the much more. I anoint him. I anoint Brother Jim, Lord, for the much more to be possessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I anoint Sister BJ today, Lord, for the much more. God, for the new chapter, Lord, for the greater glory that you have prepared for her in the name of Jesus. We're going from glory to glory. Hallelujah, the greater glory. Somebody say, I haven't seen nothing yet.
I haven't seen nothing yet.
It's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
And better.
And better.
And better.
And better.
Until Jesus comes.
Until Jesus comes.
Hallelujah, Lord, for the greater glory. Woo! I anoint her today, God, for that new chapter and for the much, much more in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the greater glory, God. For the glory of the latter house. It's greater than the former house, God. Lord, for the much more that remaineth to be possessed. Oh, I anoint Brother Kid, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let your fire, Lord, burn bright. Burn bright, Lord Jesus. For the double portion, amen. God, for that double portion of anointing, Lord. The much, much more in the Hassan of Odessa that remaineth to be possessed. Lord, we haven't seen anything yet, God, but greater glory. Come on, praise him all over this house. Praise him for the greater glory. Praise him. Woo!
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we magnify you today, God. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing, what you're going to do, God. There remaineth much land to be possessed. There remaineth much land to be possessed. And God wants our feet to walk on it. And God wants our hands to possess it. And God wants our eyes to see it. Hallelujah. Just one more time, as you lift your hands all over this building, would you just tell Jesus, thank you. Tell him thank you today for the fire of the Word of God. The Word of God that puts a fire back in your belly. The Word of God that puts courage back in your heart. The Word of God that makes you want to fight again. The Word of God that tells you it's not over. It's not over. There remaineth much land. Oh, di Dio di Ave. Oh, Dio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many believe this is a word for you today? It's a word for us today. How many feel like Joshua, like you got a refire today? Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together one more time and give him the best praise of the day. The best praise of the day. Glory to God, glory to God. Okay, I want you to turn around, shake hands four or five people at least, and tell them the best is yet to come. Tell them the best is yet to come. You haven't seen anything yet. and you're dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.